Hi, this is Tony with TonyTGarden.com. And today I want to talk to you about what I consider a very important topic, and it's called the biggest problem. The biggest problem is that as busy as we are in our lives today, it can be pretty hectic, and I'm sure you would agree. We're getting pulled in multiple directions. We have so many distractions, both with, you know, marketing and messages that are going on all around us all the time. Many of us have families, we have businesses, we have jobs, we have personal and professional relationships that are always either influencing us or we're attempting to influence them in order to get what we want. However, the challenge happens is that because of all of these things that are going on in our lives, we can get massively distracted. And you can start to have all types of other beliefs and eventually doubts and things that question you, as opposed to positive information and you actually creating a positive impact in the world around you. And of course, it feels good to do this, and we always like to think that we can. However, even working with a lot of coaches and mentors, as I do on a very high level, they still have doubts and beliefs that are disabling them and stopping them from really being able to be as effective and as accomplished in their business as they'd like to. And today I want to share with you one thing that you can do in order to literally help yourself to alleviate this biggest problem. And there's a key word that I like to focus on, and it's called gratitude. So this is a very simple concept called gratitude. And I like to say that I want to remain with an attitude of gratitude. And when you're grateful, you're constantly in the moment. You're appreciative. You're sending out positive vibrations. Being in that moment, it doesn't allow you to go into the past, which is generally where you're going to find guilt. It doesn't allow you to project yourself into the future. Generally, when this happens without your intention, now you're talking about worry. And I always like to say, if you're feeling guilty over the past or you're worrying about the future, you're never really remaining in the present, which is really the true gift. And the ability to stay in the present moment really comes from focusing on what you are grateful for. So are you grateful for the clients that you have? And if you're not, then maybe you want to take a look at the clients that you do have and decide, do you need to make some major shifts? Do you make some changes? Be grateful for what they've led you to into the present moment. But it might be time that you may need to let them go and begin to step into the next level of the individuals that you want to mentor. And so at times that can say, yes, I'm grateful for them. I'm grateful for the lessons. However, it's time to move on to the next level and to maybe let those clients go. Same can be applied in your personal relationships as well as your other professional networking relationships. So remaining grateful, it may sound extremely simple, but please do not negate this very powerful concept, because when you live on a daily basis with an attitude of gratitude, you'll be surprised at what you begin to attract into your life. So this is Tony Teagarden. I hope you enjoyed this video. If you did, go ahead and leave your comments or your questions below. If you have any strategies or tactics that you use to really leverage yourself into a moment of gratitude, feel free to leave them below. If you have any questions around it, again, also leave those below. And if you would, please share this video, share this post with other people, because I'm sure lots of other people would love to benefit from this simple strategy. Again, this is Tony Teagarden with TonyTGarden.com, and I look forward to seeing you in the next video. Bye-bye.